First, as is tradition here on the D&M show, the morning after a Cowboys game, win or lose, we talk to the owner and general manager and the head coach. So joining us now on the ticket hotline is Jerry Jones.
Good morning.
Jerry, how are you?
Doing fine this morning. Very excited this morning.
Yes, congratulations on a season-opening win.
We had a great trip to Tampa. Came away with a win. That's great. I like their stadium, but of course it's not near as good as ours. One thing their stadium had more of than ours, though, is pirate ships. Now, I noticed that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have one of those installed this week.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, Jerry Jr. just loved going over there and firing off them cannons. So we're going to get one of those put in our new stadium.
Okay.
Thought I'd bring old Wade in here. Wade, you there?
Morning, Jerry.
All right, I got you patched in here, Wade.
Yeah, there we go.
Now, Wade,
Good morning, George.
This is Craig.
Well, we'll get to the defense in a second. Okay, Mr. Fix-It.
But, damn it, Jerry, I told you not to call me that.
But first off, I think the thing on all the Cowboy fans' mind is the question that they're asking themselves on this morning for certain is what the hell's with those sunglasses? What are you doing there?
Oh, you mean them ones I was wearing yesterday?
Yes.
Well, guess I'm trying to look more intimidating there, Jerry. Do you think I look intimidating? Like that Terminator? Arnold Schwarzenegger? Remember him, Jerry?
I remember him. I don't think he looked anything like
him. I looked a little bit like him, and I do an impersonation of him, too, Jerry. Want to hear?
Well, I guess so.
I'll be back.
Oh, my God.
What do you think about that, Jerry? No, those sunglasses, Jerry, there's kind of an interesting story to them. I went to my favorite restaurant to get some good Italian food.
What restaurant's that?
Chuck E. Cheese. Well, their pizza's good now. And, well, I like to go there for the pizza, but I like to play them games there too, Jerry, and I play a lot of skee ball at Chuck E. Cheese, and I collected about 4,000 tickets. So, I had a choice to make. Should I get the oversized Shrek doll? Or should I go for them sunglasses? And I saw them sunglasses. I thought they looked pretty good. Plus, I had enough tickets left to get a moon ring. So I got one of them, too.
Well, that explains it.
Well, that's quite a story, Wade.
So I wore them yesterday, and we won, Jerry. So how about that contract extension?
Well, you know we aren't going to talk about contract until I've had a chance to talk to Mike Shanahan. I told you that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's a good point, Jerry. That's probably a good policy. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the game a little bit there, Wade.
You know, I thought we played good offense, and we did some good things. And
generic.
You know, the thing about that early game yesterday, Jerry, I got home early enough to eat some supper. And I had me a 42-ounce steak, and, man, that thing was big. It must have weighed, 42 ounces, I guess. But anyway, I sauteed it in some buttermilk and then deep fried it. But, Jerry, I got a report to you this morning. I am backed up something fierce.
Oh, God.
But it was good, and well, that game was good, too. Yes, Jerry, that was a good trip to Tampa. You know, I think the best thing about it was that me and you got a chance to go fishing in the bay on Saturday.
We did. I decided to take Wade up on his standing offer to go fishing with him, so we chartered a boat, and we took it out there in the bay. And
that's good.
Yeah.
Of course, the whole time we're heading out, I'm darting my eyes around the arena, marina, making sure that there were no witnesses.
Witnesses?
Yeah, I had a plan, something I've been working on for a while. So we get out in the open water with the shoreline, a mere rumor back behind us. I waited until Wade turned his back, and I finally summoned the courage to club him over the head with a shovel.
Damn, that hurt too, Jerry. Why'd you do that? We were just getting into some good red fishing then. You're going to scare the fish off.
Well, that stunned Wade, and he staggered around the deck, softly repeating, why? And I hit him again as hard as I could, and he farted. He took about three hits with the shovel, but still wouldn't go down. And it was, I tell you, it was impossible. It's like trying to knock out a Cape Buffalo.
Yeah,
I grabbed my shovel in half. I was on my fourth shovel when I realized it was time to head back in. So
you like to knock me in the next week with that damn thing, Jerry.
So I told Wade, just go ahead and drive the boat home back in.
I don't understand what you were after there, Jerry.
I was just looking to make an early upgrade.
I don't get that, Jerry. That wasn't much fun. I don't want to play the shovel game anymore, Jerry.
Poor Wade.
No hard feelings, Wade. No hard feelings.
Well, my head's got a bad feeling about it, but I know.
So we head back in, and as we're heading back in, Wade was, of course, feeling kind of bad because the blood was streaming down his eyes. He couldn't hardly see to run the boat. He was feeling so poorly, he made me tell him the story about the rabbits about four times.
I like that story, Jerry.
All right, hang up the phone now, Wade.
I told that to the team before we went out there yesterday, too, Jerry. Look what we did. We won, Jerry. We won and oh.
We sure did.
Uh-oh. See you later.
There they go.
Both off the line now?
Jerry and Wade, I believe so. There they are for another week. Big Jerry.